This is Julia Child. Bon appetit. Nom, nom, nom. Oh, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom. Love that. Delicious.
Enjoy.
Num, 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 indeed. A restaurant meal in Detroit these days could mean biting into some great Coney dogs or a plate of flaming souvlaki in Greektown, maybe some great barbecue. But let's roll the clock back, 90 or 100 years. How about some frog leg salad, frog ravioli, frog leg pie? Yeah, it seems early 20th century foodies loved those frog legs, and Detroit was very, very happy to provide them. As one New York columnist gushed in 1905, and here's the quote, "If you have never eaten frog legs in Detroit, you have something to live for, something for which to strive." Food historian Bill Loomis wrote about this oft-overlooked period in Detroit's culinary history for the May issue of Our Detroit magazine. The piece is entitled "When Frogs Were King." Bill Loomis, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cindy.
I got to tell you, I don't feel particularly, pressed to rush out and have some frog ravioli.
I know. That's a bit of a stretch. But
the Detroiters really did love those frog legs.
They did. In fact, it was said by some that there was more frog legs in Detroit than there were in France at one point in time.
Now, is this a direct link to our French heritage?
That's what they claim. The former owner of a big restaurant in Detroit said that that was the last vestige of our Frenchness was those frog legs.
That and a few street names that outsiders come in and can't pronounce.
There you go.
So you write that in 1910, Detroit produced, shipped, and consumed 12 tons of frog legs, 6 million pairs of frog legs.
Right.
Now, what was the classic Detroit way to prepare and serve the legs?
Yeah, well, Detroit frog legs were really from the roadhouses. Roadhouses were the little cottagey-looking places that were along the river, or along the waterway. Mm-hmm. They went all the way from Detroit to Monroe and then almost all the way to Port Huron.
And I've always heard that term, mm-hmm. and I didn't know really what that meant.
Oh. Yeah, and they were in Grosse Pointe. Like I say, they went in St. Clair Shores, it went all the way up. And people would take the steamers out to these places, or they would drive their buggies out there. And that's where you got the classic Detroit taste. And it was simple. It was just basically frog legs rolled in cracker crumbs and then fried in butter.
So you'd have frog hunters go out and brave the swamps and hunt frogs?
It was an amateur thing. A lot of parties would go out and hunt them. But mostly, if you wanted, the professional hunters were the French Canadians. And they would go out with their tools and bring them in.
Now, when did they start to maybe fade into, as far as importance?
Yeah.
Because I do remember seeing frog legs on the menu, and you've got some here that, through the 20th century. But I dare say you'd be a little hard-pressed to find frog legs today.
Yeah, it faded with, they were overfished or overhunted. I'm not sure what the term
loved
is.
Loved to death, as you put in your article.
They loved them to death. There were just so many that it exhausted. And they tried to pass a law that prohibited selling frog legs off-season, but that went nowhere because there were
like
so
prohibition.
Many. Yeah, exactly. There were just so many of these little roadhouses that were dependent on frog leg income. They did chicken dinners and fried perch and frog legs. It was the sort of standard Sunday fare, and they just couldn't let it go. But that combined with the degeneration of the water quality. Mm. So then when the water got messed up from the industrialization, the people got kind of turned off. But for a while, like at the London Chop House, they would get them from Wisconsin. That was another – that kind of prolonged things a bit longer. But they were selling them up until the 60s, but not nearly in the profusion they had at the turn of the century.
And can they be found today? Is there anyone trying to make frog legs a thing again?
What got me into this is they're kind of making a resurgence in Windsor. They've had a few restaurants that are filling them up and selling frog legs. Now, those frog legs come from Indonesia or Vietnam. They're not from the Great Lakes. But, if you want to try them, if it's on your bucket list.
Well, I've got a bite here. Have you eaten them?
I have.
Do they taste like chicken?
They taste like – I had them years ago frozen, and then we heated them up. So I don't know if we did it right. They have a slight fishy taste, but not bad. No, don't make that face.
Okay, don't make a face. No faces.
Yeah, no, they're very, very mild.
Well, it's an interesting piece. Writer Bill Loomis's look at the history of Detroit's love affair with frog legs. You can find it in the May issue of Our Detroit magazine. And if you are so inclined, he actually gives us a recipe for traditional Detroit frog legs. As always, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.